It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, the last 24 hours in sports.
God.
Woo. First, Giannis gets back to the court after a back injury. With a triple-double, Bucks look in control. They're going to knot up the series, and then Jimmy Butler's like, nah. Jimmy Butler, who was great all game, lost his damn mind down the stretch and beats Giannis. Oh, my God, that's going to be the lead. Then Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets. And then what happened last night in the Lakers game? It's unreal what's going on.
Yeah. Keo's texting my boy and I are texting back, and he's part of Miami staff and their team. And
in basketball, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. He's part of the crew. And he's like, can you just believe that Jimmy Butler wasn't an all-star this year? Can you
believe that? Y'all, not y'all, but people don't see him like that in the regular season, I guess. That's why I was like asking why. I mean,
he's averaging 36 on 63% shooting and 40% shooting from the three-point line. In the postseason.
He basically turns into Michael Jordan in the playoffs.
In the postseason, he's a different player. But in the regular season where they vote on the All-Star, it seems to be that he's not doing in people's eyes the same sort of thing that he does in the postseason. That's probably why.
Well,
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler now than Jimmy Butler the regular season anyway. Just get me to the postseason.
I mean,
That's all I ask.
In the regular season, he averaged 23 – 5 and 7.
But is that all-star worthy versus the
and
dude
he played
who's 60, actually voted?
And he played 64 games. So that goes back to your Kawhi thing, right? Like, he played 64 games.
And Kawhi played 34.
Dude plays.
Nowadays, 64, it's like, wow, it's a lot of games.
And Kawhi's like half of that, right?
It's just different, man. It's just, I don't know. Like,
but
it is.
That's all-star level. You could or couldn't make it. And then something happens in the playoffs. He transforms the Incredible Hulk.
My boy and I are going back and forth, and he has a prominent role there. I'm like, why do you guys always get overlooked? Is it just because I naturally go to names? Like, Yates and I talk about this. He's like, how many undrafted guys? It just doesn't feel sexy, and you want Miami to be sexy. And you're talking about, like, Gabe Benson and Max Strus and Tyler Hero's out, and Bam doesn't take enough shots. And then this dude goes for 56 against the number one seed and bangs it on Giannis's head.
Oh.
Banged it on GA's head, and you're like, Jimmy, again?
Because plain old hard work's not sexy, right?
It's like the dude that isn't the – I don't know. You know, there's just always one guy in the school that just always shows up with the dopest girl. You're like, how do you – how?
Well, let me tell you, Jay. Oh, I thought it was –
He didn't have that problem. I get it. I got it.
No, I'm saying –
you know what I'm saying, Key?
I can't speak to that guy. I'm sorry.
Like, is it personality? How are you doing it? Like, what's the secret code? Just – That's Jimmy, man.
He's, some guys, again, when they get to the postseason, they're different players in sports, right? It's like when you look at guys in other sports, when Tiger got to certain tournaments and down the stretch, he became just this different type of animal as a golfer. You look at tennis and Serena, when she got into the big tournaments, she just smashed everybody. When people might get her in a little rinky-dink tournament, because she's not really laser focused. And you look at Jimmy Butler, he turns up a notch in the postseason where in the regular season he's just, you know, he's good, but he's not turning up like that.
See, I once did this back in the day on New York radio, like Dante's Inferno, but levels of clutchness, right? So you got the guys like Mariano Rivera, the best closer of all time. How'd he do in the playoffs? 3 times better than normal. Very hard. Michael Jordan, the best ever, somehow raises his level. That's like the highest level. Then underneath that, you got guys who are normally all-stars. Key, I'll give you a dude like this from the Dodgers. Fernando Valenzuela, among the best pitchers in the league most years. But he wasn't like, oh my, except for that rookie year. Was not like, that's the best pitcher in the NL. But he's a, you know, top five or six, something like that. And then what happened when the playoffs came? Lights out.
Oh, he was ridiculous.
Lights out, right?
Screwball crazy. You know, 19 years old.
El Duque with the Yankees. Good pitcher, regular season. But when the play – Kurt Schilling, right? Madison Bumgarner just recently, right? If he, it's over for him.
You just turn up in the postseason.
They, some guys. There's,
yeah.
Jimmy Butler's one of them dudes. He's an all-star. He's not the best who ever did. He's just an all-star. And when the pressure's on, he turns into an all-time great. The dude's an all-time great when the pressure's on.
And when you flip it on the flip side of things, these conversations come up for other people. They shrink. When they get to the postseason.
100%.
All right, Key, it's time to make the statement because I need to see it next game. I have to see it. And GA is my guy. I'm going to need the defensive player of the year to actually guard Jimmy Butler. Like every possession. It's time. If he's dropping 56 on you, I know game four coming back off the back injury. But we talked about this when Giannis was playing against Kevin Durant. And it was like, all right. Like, here's the matchup.
But the problem that you face, though, right, Jay, is that if you have him guarding him for the majority of the time, you now put Giannis in a position to get into foul trouble where you need him on the offensive end.
So what?
No, I'm just saying. Look, man, tell me. I'm following your lead. This is you and I
in the locker room just kicking it. Yo. We down 3-1.
I'm not going to talk to you in the locker room.
All right, that's fine.
I'm getting ready for the
game. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do in the locker room because I'm the PG and you will be my strong power forward setting screens. So this
Why I got to set a screen?
Because you're a strong screen setter, man. Look at your frame. Look, this is what we're going to do, strong screen setter. GA, you need to guard this man. He dropped 20 straight in the first quarter. He got a bang on you. He dropped 21 points in the fourth quarter, didn't come in until 4 minutes into the fourth quarter with 8-11. I wrote it down, 8-11 in the fourth. I need you to guard him every possession right now. These are moments that are built for the greatest player on the planet, right? Not only are you our offensive engine, but I'm going to need you to be the defensive guy.
You're so right, Jay. If I told you before the game, Giannis is going to come back and have a triple-double. Jrue Holiday is going to hit a big shot down the stretch late in the third quarter when the game gets tight. If I just told you that, you're like, yeah, that's kind of what they do. They're going to win the game. Jimmy Butler came in, and what were they down? 10, 12 points, something like that, 8, 9 points. That was pretty much most of the second half of the game. And just like that, it's gone. He couldn't be stopped. It was unbelievable. You're right. They're going to have to do something drastic, even if it means there's no perfect game plan. It comes with a downside.
I mean,
even if it means foul trouble for Giannis.
Please let Kyle Lowry beat you. Like, let Gabe Vincent beat you. Let Kevin Love go for 40. You can't allow the one guy. They're down. Bam Adebayo is talented, but we know he's not an aggressive shot taker. How long have we been talking about that as it relates to the Miami Heat? It's a one-man wrecking crew. It's that man right there who, you know what he kept saying last night? He said it like 9,000 times.
Hey, Jay, he's also a pretty good point guard when he wants to be Jimmy Butler, though. Like, he can do a lot.
This is like my house. This is my, you know what I mean? I mean, he kept yelling it. Somebody going to have to, okay.
Tell me the exact words, Jay.
I'm trying to keep my job. You ain't going to set me up like that.
So, meantime, we've been talking about the Heat, but...
Yeah, Grayson Allen on Jimmy
The reason
Butler.
No one slept last night...
I mean, come on, man, stop.
...is because after the Heat game, the Lakers played the Grizzlies. And it really kind of must-win game for the Grizzlies, down 2-1. And the Lakers beat them in overtime. LeBron James with a 2020 game. A 2020 game.
Yeah, we was up by 15 at one point, though. I thought we was getting ready to blow them out the building. They made a strong push in the fourth quarter, obviously, to tie the thing up, sending it into overtime. We had to get LeBron to do his thing and go into overtime. But it's just, I don't know. The Grizzlies, they don't have enough. They just don't.
Ja went.
We have more.
Ja looked like, for a guy who's been playing, like, you think about what happened in game one, the way he came off the floor, the way he was screaming and hollering, coming off the floor with his hand, you're like, well, even if he gets back, how's he going to score? And then he's hitting shots, he's driving to the rack, he's getting you know, he's LeBron, there you go, we're watching on ESPN too, took the offensive charge and he goes hurtling to the ground, to the hardwood, does not stop him at all from being aggressive. Ja did what he could. It wasn't enough. And then LeBron almost like going over Jaren Jackson to the defensive player of the year for the layup and or high off the glass, and then hitting the shot that really ended the game in regulation, but it just didn't get it off in time. And then the Lakers pulling it out in overtime. This is considering LeBron's age and where the Lakers came from. He's having yet another all-time great playoff performance.
I just want to state for the record, we're going to talk about LeBron, and LeBron deserves to be spoken about. But, Key, your squad don't win this game. The Lakers do not win this game if D'Lo doesn't make those three threes, man.
Yeah, late in the fourth.
Like, and he did not shoot the ball well. Give him a lot of credit. A lot of players.
He hit him when he needed to.
When he needed to. Like, a lot of players, when they miss shots throughout the course of the game, sometimes when they need to make shots late, there's a tendency to shrink. That man did not shrink. He made critical plays for this team down the stretch. So, I mean, LeBron's really not in the position to send the game into OT unless D'Lo makes those buckets.
You know why I give LeBron – I don't want to take credit away from D'Lo. I totally agree with what you said. And it hadn't been a great night for him, but he came through when you needed him to consistently down the stretch. But this is the fact with LeBron and LeBron teams throughout his career, and this is one of the reasons he was able to get a sorry team to the finals in 07, right? He didn't have anybody yet, let alone all the other times he's been to the finals. LeBron does so much, even at this age, that if you're a fan of the other team – and D'Angelo Russell starts to hit threes, you go, well, if D'Lo's going to start hitting threes, what can we do, right? But that's always been the case on LeBron teams, where you look at the third or fourth best player on the team, what do you think he's always going to miss, right? That guy starts to get hot, and you go, well, what are you going to do if that guy gets hot? But the only reason that's the case is because LeBron is on the team. And the fact is, if you put any kind of team together at all around LeBron, which finally Pelinka did at the deadline, with some guys who can actually shoot and defend, it's usually enough to get to the finals. It's insane what he's doing.
I'm just saying he's blocking shots, Key. This dude taking charges. He's taking the shot when it matters the most. Like, and here's what I like about the shot. Like, there could have been a play he could have made off that, but this is a line that I feel like fouls LeBron, and you hear all the time in basketball. Like, I remember one time, it was like my junior year in college, and somebody was like, oh, that wasn't the shot. And I'm like, no, like, me taking a contested shot was the shot. Because I feel like I'm that player, Key. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So LeBron always making the right play. Sometimes making the right play is the play that you just need to make, LeBron. It don't matter if it's the right. It's the play that you need to make. And he made his play down the stretch.
When he figured that out, because early in his career, he didn't always know that. And a guy like Kobe always knew that, right?
Well,
and
Kobe kind of took it the opposite way, right?
I understand, overboard the opposite. Yes. But Kobe tried to impress that upon LeBron in their interactions, you could see, right? So a guy like the most efficient scorer isn't always the greatest scorer. You have to sometimes, or the most efficient player is not always the greatest player. You have to impose your greatness on the game. That's something, Pete, this is something I've talked about with KD, Jay. Right? Like, LeBron has that. Second half of his career, he had it. He figured out, I got to do that. And since then, it's catapulted him into the uppermost echelon of the history of sports.
Break.
Is KD going to do that now for the Suns? It's been an incredible playoffs, by the way.
Devin Booker is him on the Suns.
Yeah, right. Devin Booker does that.
Break. I heard you say it the first time. I'm just waiting for Max.
After he says Devin Booker. As Aaron Rodgers heads to the Jets, what's next for Jordan Love and the Packers, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano. What's up, Graz?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Grazer?
Nice day here in New York City.
It is.
Look at that.
Let's jump right into it, Graz.
Okay.
I'm going to antagonize Graz first thing.
What? What are you going to do?
The Packers.
Let's jump right in.
The Packers got a really good deal, considering, if anyone, the Jets had the leverage here.
No,
the
you're
Packers
right.
got yeah. a good deal.
No, your point obviously bore itself out. The Packers did not have any leverage. That's why they got all those great picks and didn't have to get. Yeah, no. Right.
They got a conditional first and a second, which is on the high end of what was possible given their position.
Yep.
Right, look at what someone like Russell Wilson got traded for. You look at what top quarterbacks got traded for. It's for a lot more than this normally. Mm-hmm. But
they're not usually 39.
Considering Rodgers said the word Jets, which cooled the market for him, obviously, they did well, Gross.
They did great because the Jets ultimately had to get it done, and the Jets sort of, I guess, caved in on a couple things late. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Packers did very well here. You're absolutely right. They had a quarterback that said he didn't want to play for them anymore and limited their market to one team. So they waited and waited and waited, and they got to the point where the Jets felt like they had to make this move, and they were able to get a little more out of him. I think the 65% of the snaps this year, like that triggers it to be a first-round pick, I think that's big for the Packers. I mean, think about it. If he doesn't play 65% of the Jets' offensive snaps this year, then the Packers probably get a high second-round pick. If he does, they probably get a low first-round pick, right? There may not be but 10 or 15 spots of difference in those two picks. Right. So I think the Packers did well. I think they're almost certainly going to get a first-round pick next year. They're able to move up two spots in this year's first round, which is no small thing, by the way. I mean, they may be able to get a player that they like ahead of New England now. They may be able to move up again into the top 10 if they want to get somebody in there. So yeah, I think they did. I think they did well. I mean, look,
Dan,
both sides made out.
Real quick, because we're trying to figure this out. Generally, moving up as you get closer to the top of the draft, it requires more. To move up a couple slots. Would you say? How would you compare moving up two slots in the first round, which is what the Packers get, to going from a fifth round pick to a sixth round pick, which is also what happened to the Packers, right? They swapped a five for a six.
37 spots, right?
37
so they basically
spots.
How moved those, back around.
How do those two things
round.
Compare in terms
of
value?
The first round picks have higher value. So, I mean, going from 13 to 11, I think when I saw one of the trade value charts, when they worked it all out, it came out to the Packers effectively getting the seventh pick in the draft, like that would like for Aaron Rodgers, which is pretty good. So, I think obviously the move up from 15 to 13 is a lot more beneficial than the move back in the fifth/sixth
That's
round is harmful.
Yeah.
What does this do for the Jets in the end, Dan? Like, what's really going to happen with the Jets now?
Well, I think what this means for the Jets fundamentally is in an AFC where you're going to roll into Kansas City and have to beat Mahomes and Cincinnati and have to beat Burrow and Justin Herbert and Josh Allen and all these guys, you now have a guy that you think can help you beat those guys, right? In a regular season game, in a playoff game, whatever it is, you have a guy you feel can go toe-to-toe with the very, very best in the AFC, which is very difficult right now. The AFC is loaded with quarterback talent and with very good teams. The Jets were a contending team into December last year with no quarterback at all. I mean, like their quarterback play in the first or all of last season did actual harm to their chances of winning. Now you add somebody who's a four-time MVP as recently as 2 years ago won the award. You know, if he plays to his capabilities, I think they have every right to consider themselves a real contender in the AFC.
Would you say? Are they the third? Because we were going through like just rankings, right? So you're obviously going to give respect to the champs, the Chiefs, number one AFC. You would probably say that the Bengals are the second best team in the AFC.
They've been right.
Would you
there.
Say that the Jets are the third best team? Obviously, the Ravens, the Chargers, like
Jags.
Buffalo's been really good for a long time now. Like, I mean, I think you still have to see them fall off before you really believe it. Miami's roster is excellent, right? If they can get good quarterback play and healthy Tua, I think they're a strong contender. You mentioned Baltimore, assuming Lamar comes back. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, the Steelers are kind of always difficult, right?
Like Jacksonville won a playoff game.
And their roster looks loaded. So, Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I can put him third right now because, again, I think what Buffalo's done the last 3-4 years deserves that kind of respect to keep them ahead of them right now. But, you know, if at the end of the season they had the third best record in the AFC, I don't think at this point it would shock anybody, no.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. So we were talking earlier how, you know, the Jets were 5-4 with Zach Wilson starting. And given that they had 7 wins, given the quarterback situation last year, I think it's safe to say this is a double-digit win team now with right. Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe he adds at least three.
Maybe yeah. at least three.
Sure.
So when you say you give Buffalo the benefit of the doubt, I understand why. But push comes to shove, what do you suspect the Jets are in their own division? It wouldn't surprise me if Miami won the division if right. Tua could stay healthy. But I suspect they're the best team in the AFC East, given how they did with Zach Wilson last year, Dan.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, how many Buffalo win? Like 11 or 12
yeah.
off the top of my head? Yeah, I mean, look, and Buffalo struggled to beat Miami in the playoffs. Buffalo was kind of out of gas at the end of the year, I think, a lot. They went through a lot, obviously. So we'll see. And they had some losses this offseason in free agency. Look, I mean, we haven't seen it. The one thing, the thing the Jets have going for them here is the Nathaniel Hackett connection with Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, he knows the offense. He'll help teach it, right? So that there's a hit the ground running element to this, which is vital, obviously, when you trade for a 40-year-old quarterback. But yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate pick. Like, I err on the side of the team I've seen win it the last several years, right? Because I don't see why they wouldn't still be good. But yeah, it's a legitimate pick, and so is Miami. I think it's a great division. I think it's a tough time to be the Patriots right now.
Dan, now that the Green Bay Packers have moved on from Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
finally, right? We don't have to talk about Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and trading in June, and are they going to do it? But now we're going to start turning our attention to Jordan Love. What are the true, real expectations for Jordan Love with the same makeup of roster that Aaron Rodgers had a year ago? What are the real expectations for this young quarterback?
I think the expectations for Jordan Love, if you talk to people with the Packers, include a lot of growing pains. I think they anticipate that he will, you know, have some good moments and have some, you know, I don't want to say rookie. He's not technically a rookie, but have some rookie-like, you know, mistakes and moments. I think that's how they feel. They feel like he's a lot more ready now than he would have been a year ago. They're not just saying that because they have to. They actually do believe that he had a great year of development last year. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, they have the 13th pick. They have the 42nd pick. They still have their second rounder. I mean, they have some picks to continue to try and build around him. We'll see what they do. A lot of people mocking tight ends there, right, in the first round. So we'll see. But, you know, they need to make sure the offensive line is sound. I don't know. You see that graphic had Bakhtiari on it. I don't know. Maybe he ends up finding his way to the Jets. Oh. You know, that's not out of the question. So I think it's an interesting year for the Packers because they were able to make this quick turnaround from Favre to Rodgers years ago. I don't know that they're assuming that the same thing will happen this time. Obviously, they hope it will. But I do think growing pains is going to be a phrase you hear a lot when you talk to the Packers this offseason.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. Be seen on such hit shows across the ESPN platforms as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Dog.
Dan Graziano's brought to you by Vivid Seats Hot Ticket.
A dog.
is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. How good can the Jets be with Rodgers? KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Big Papa with us now.
That's right. Big Papa's in the house, baby, baby.
Damian Woody.
Max, before we get into that, I know everybody want to talk about Aaron.
Here comes Tank, right?
Tank?
Yeah.
No, we got to talk. We got to talk about this, my Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, I'm tired as hell watching these late games and stuff.
Oh. Welcome to my life, D-Wood.
D-Wood, and also, you're all amped up after a game like that. Come on, I got to get up in the morning.
I know. It's crazy, bro. But let me tell you something, man. LeBron is amazing.
He's different.
That's a different cat right there, bro. 20-20 at that age?
Skying over dudes.
Man.
Not skying, bodying dudes.
Yeah, bodying
dudes
getting,
and finishing through contact.
And even on defense, getting up for defense. You know, like they're high flyers like Ja Morant coming at him.
But Jay, let me tell you something. I'm laying in bed watching the game, and I'm looking at Anthony Davis. I'm like, bro, get your big behind back in that game. Because he looked like he wanted to shut it down.
He wanted to check out.
And I wasn't having any of that. I'm like, I don't care what you give me offensively. Get your big behind back in the game.
Or slim one, depending on how you want to describe it.
But I'm like, just get in there. Get in the game. Maybe. Give me something defensively. Something. Because he looked like he wanted to shut it down because he kept holding his hip last night. I'm like, nah, bro. We got this.
He gave you some defense?
He did. Yep. No question. It was a block party at Crypto last night.
D'Lo made plays. Austin Reeves made plays.
D'Lo was a key.
Yes.
Because without those threes.
LeBron's never in a position to even do that.
That's right. That's
and he
right.
wasn't having a great game. And Austin Reeves, boy, he got like these layups he's hitting in traffic, and he's not getting off the ground to do it either. He's just getting quick.
He's getting off the ground.
No, I'm saying he was going into traffic sometimes with these layups, basically just getting quick to the rim, but not getting off the ground very much, Jay. Not on the ones he was hitting.
Dude handles. Like, I didn't know dude had handles like that, man. I'm like.
Reeves is precise.
Yeah,
you know,
he
played point guard at Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah, see, I didn't know that. But
there's video
he can handle too. He can handle that rock.
And this is – I'm going to bring it full circle back for you. D-Wood, there's video out there of Austin Reeves giving Desmond Bane at Kansas State the business. He gave him like 40 in the game.
Really?
So, like, Desmond Bane, even though he had a good game last night, like, you could tell why Desmond Bane is salty about this whole experience over the last three, four games.
Reeves doesn't score by accident. He scores because he's really that dude.
Yeah, he is that dude. We need to keep him. we got to keep him.
You talking about him getting, like, a four-year, $100 million deal.
Man, I still got to put some tax.
Jay, I don't care.
Reeves, I don't care.
We need to keep that.
So Kyrie's done? Y'all off the Kyrie train?
I don't need that. I don't need on the purple and gold. I don't care. I don't need that on the purple and gold. Because for me.
No, I'm going to take that, though, if I can.
Nah, Key. I'm not rolling with you on that.
I'm going to take it if I can.
See, y'all get caught up in the allure, the Showtime. I want the upside of an ascending guy.
Yeah. Like, well, you could have both, probably. You got Reeves Bird rights, right? You can bring in Kyrie with AD and LeBron is kind of perfect complement type player, right? Like, that works.
I'm the only one, Wood, that is official Los Angelian, right?
Okay.
Angelino. I'm the only one. So I have the right to speak on what I want for my Los Angeles Lakers. You and I, we are Laker fans. I'm a born and raised. You are an adopted. It's fine. I take you for that. We are made of stars, star power.
when you have an aging LeBron James and a Anthony Davis, who if we could keep healthy, and you pair that with a Kyrie, we might be able to win several more championships. And I understand he's got a lot of stuff. And, you know, wherever he goes, I get all that. But that's not a problem for us here.
And it's not an either
it's
or.
Not, again,
with Reeves and these guys.
It's not a problem for us here. We know how to handle certain issues with players. Other teams and organizations, they don't. So we would welcome with open arms Kyrie Irving. And we like Austin Reeves. He looks great. There's no question about it, except his hair. I got to do something with the hair and, you know, put some tats
on. He's
fine.
Oh, come
on. The hair, though,
and Key brings up the point with Kyrie. Like, you know, Key will take him right to get to the darkness retreat and the kale smoothies or whatever else you got to do out in L.A. You know, they'll embrace him right away. They'll embrace
Kyrie.
So
just, are we ready for it? Because De'Aaron Fox is out with a broken hand.
Oh, that's the other thing.
That's other breaking news that we have.
That's the other thing. We haven't even touched
it. So it's broken.
Well, like, yeah, it's fractured. Yeah, the finger, right? So, I mean, we're about to have, if that is the case, we're about to have Golden State in L.A. It's about to be live. That's about to be – that's Draymond.
What a
playoff series. Draymond, LeBron, that's Steph. That's always been, like, the kryptonite a little bit for Bron.
I don't know if Golden State wants to see our size, though.
I don't know if y'all got enough to chase them around.
Jay, man, why don't you be quiet, man? Look, Aaron Rodgers is doing what he needs to do.
You know what, Jay? I didn't expect you to be a hater the first thing this morning. We were going good. Now you want to talk about that.
Jay's not hating, guys. Not this time. Jay's not hating. That's a live hype series.
He's a hater.
Well, that's a hype series.
But you know what?
LeBron versus Steph. How many times LeBron said he wanted to play with Steph? Come on, man. You got to watch LeBron at 38 chase Steph's ass around the
court. But you know what? But I will say.
LeBron's gotten Steph in the past, too, in the
finals. Probably the hardest job in basketball is chasing Steph off those doggone screens. Like, everyone has talked about, like, the energy that you got to, you know, that you got to put out there just to chase that cat around. I don't know who on the perimeter is going to, like, really do that, you know, for the Lakers. Like,
Dennis Schroeder.
Who's his J.R. Smith
Austin Reeves.
Right?
Now you ask Austin Reeves. It's just not him, though. It's Jordan Poole.
No, I was going to say.
It's their whole style in which they play.
Austin Reeves and Schroeder, you throw them at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they hustle.
Don't even
face.
Talk about Schroeder.
I'm so pissed at
Schroeder right now.
But Schroeder will chase him around.
Last night? Last night? Oh, my God.
Schroeder should have signed that deal when he had it.
Oh, yeah, he should have.
He had some turnover issues last night. He was throwing the ball in the second row. Unlike Aaron Rodgers, Woody.
Yeah,
what do you think about
before you get out of here, we got to talk Rodgers.
What do you think about this massive trade to the New York Jets, Woody?
Man, listen, everybody will talk about all the Jets gave up too much. I'm sorry, have people watched the Jets quarterback position over the last decade? Like, the Jets have been in QB purgatory. So I don't give a damn about compensation. You're going from one of the worst QB situations to one of the best in Aaron Rodgers. One of the best. And you put Aaron Rodgers on a team last year. Last year that was in playoff contention at the end of the year. Max, this was a team last year. The last three games did not score an offensive touchdown. Do people understand how dire the quarterback situation was with the Jets? And now you put Aaron Rodgers in the mix? Come on, man.
By the way,
cooking in fish grease today.
Next year's first at the end of the first round and this year's second, basically, that's an incredible deal for an MVP-level guy.
He will, real quick. How long is it going to take Aaron Rodgers to wear out his welcome?
No, I think he's going to be good.
You think he's going to be – with the way he handles media and that relationship between New York, you don't think that's going to turn back?
I just think that he's a different –
No, New York.
Yeah, yeah. I think it gets overhyped a little bit. Now, there's some cats that are scared to come to New York because they don't embrace the challenge. But I don't think – Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's going to have a problem with it.
You know why he's going to embrace it, though, Woody? Because he wants to be combative. Like, he that's who he is.
That's
what he want to do. So it's like, okay, bring it on. So now I could sit up there and talk smart and
Aaron
give you
Rodgers,
all that.
Key, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come in and scorch earth.
Me too.
and a scorched earth Aaron Rodgers,
by the way, he's got his little crew with him. Plus, they got Wilson and these ascending players. Man. They got a running back. They got young guys on defense. The line. They still got a top 15 pick in the draft this year.
You know what the problem is? You know the problem, too, though, Will, before we let you go?
Yeah.
People that don't really – They watch football, but they don't understand it at the level that we understand it. They don't understand how good this dude really is. Forget last year. Forget that. I'm just talking about how good this dude is. When that dude is on, it's a whole nother level.
Damian Woody came in here. He's like, we're not talking anything before he talks about the Lakers, and we did.
Oh, you know I had to talk my purple and gold, baby.
Keys top five overall players in the draft coming up, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keys, top five overall players on the draft here on KJM. These rankings are brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. What we got, Key?
Well, look, it's top five. It's not top five draft picks. It's top five players, despite the position, the draft order. These are just the top five guys that I look at, and I say top five guys in college football as far as for my money.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say. Starting at, hit it, Yates.
Number five.
C.J. Stroud, number five, quarterback Ohio State. When you look at him, a lot of people point to sort of kind of up and down college football career. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as a young man, solid and sound, took over for Dwayne Haskins, had his team within inches of potentially winning a national championship and getting past Georgia. He played phenomenal against the Georgia Bulldogs. So when you look at him, there's a lot of question marks right now about him. This is how draft time goes. People are saying he's not processing the information correctly. Well, he processes the information correctly for Ohio State. This is why he's in the top five, my overall player ranking.
Number four.
Number four, Bijan Robinson, running back out of University of Texas. Big Longhorn guy. Joke with him about that Lamborghini and the NIL deal. But it's more than just about NIL. It's about catching the ball out of the backfield, detaching from the line of scrimmage, picking them up, putting them down in the running game, between the tackles, on the outside. The only thing I would say, he's got to learn to pick up pass pro in the National Football League. But a lot of young college running backs struggle with that if they are not in a predominantly pass-oriented offense. He sits at number four for me.
Number three.
Number three, linebacker, edge rusher, University of Alabama, and Will Anderson. Could potentially be, you just never know. I don't think the Carolina Panthers will do it. But for the most part, he was the number one overall pick all year long on Mel Kiper's boards and a lot of different boards. And then it obviously switches up. But coming off the edge as a perimeter pass rusher, when you think about guys that can harass the quarterback, go get after them. And Alabama defenders historically have been phenomenal in the National Football League. Here's another one in a long list of those guys that play for Nick Saban on the defensive side of the ball. Sitting at number two.
Number two.
The big beef eater in Jalen Carter from the University of Georgia Bulldogs. He can go and get you with the best of them, interior linemen. He can also line up on the edge and rush the passer. But when he's a space eater the way he is, there's nothing you can do. Whether you double him with a guard and a tackle, a guard and a center, he finds a way to make havoc
and create problems for the opposing team and their quarterback, he sits at number two.
Number one.
And the number one guy in all of college football for me that is a top five overall player entering into the National Football League from college is Bryce Young. I don't have a nickname for him yet. I can't call him Mighty Mouse. Maybe he's Mighty Slim Reaper. I don't know. But he certainly lit up college football with his play. Little undersized, 5'10", 190 pounds, soaking wet on a rainy day. But he clearly is the best player in college football. If he was my size, if he was 6'4", 220, 225-plus pounds, it wouldn't even be close. He would probably go down as the greatest draft quarterback in the history of the National Football League. But he is a smaller guy, so there's question marks on his durability. Can he last 20 games? Can he last 15? Can he last 10? What's his ceiling on that? I think he'll be fine, but there's still question marks about it. This is my top five list: Bryce Young, Jalen Carter, Will Anderson, Bijan Robinson, and C.J. Stroud. Top five overall players in the National Football League's upcoming draft.
You got no problem with it. I think he's on point.
And as a bonus, Devin Witherspoon, a cornerback out of Illinois. Pretty good, Jay.
Illinois?
Hey, they say it, Illinois? The Illini? What do you say? Illinois? Illinois? I say Illinois. Maybe you say it a different way. Illinois. But who's to say it's not right?
One thing, Key, is if we're saying regardless of position, maybe Bijan Robinson should be higher.
No. I mean,
if we're saying forget position because he's a running back, he's kind of getting penalized. He does a lot.
He's sitting at four.
How would you value that though in the draft though?
But
he's
sitting at four.
But he's saying like forget about draft placement. He's saying here are the five ballers basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he's not better than Bryce Young to me.
No, I'm talking about Will Anderson.
You said Bijan Robinson.
Right. I'm saying, but maybe he should be ahead of Will Anderson.
I put a premium on pass rusher.
Yeah, I get it.
The things I've heard pro scouts say about Will Anderson is that he's like a generational type of pass rusher, right?
Well, they said last year he'd have been the number one pick in the draft last year.
So, I don't know if I could just put Bijan over him like that.
If you're looking for
a running back, he's the first guy off the board. Yeah. If you're looking for an edge rusher, Will Anderson's the first guy off the board.
Also, Key, I don't know if you're aware of this.
Jalen Carter's the first guy. Bryce Young's the first guy at quarterback.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Key. I'm going to put you up on something because I see that you have him number one. Bryce Young's a little undersized, Key. I don't know if you know that that's something that you should take into consideration.
But when you're talking about top five overall players, based on what he did in college and based on if you believe that he could potentially do this if he stays healthy, he's the number one guy.
We got about 45 seconds. Is there some place in you that thinks, because I know you're like, I can't take him number one overall because of the size, right? I just don't know about the longevity. Is there a part of you that thinks this dude might be the one to prove that wrong? Is there any part of you that's thinking that?
Not really. Because I just hadn't seen it. I mean, I said that Kyler Murray wasn't taking Arizona. Are you crazy? Jay, get him riled up. And then now Jay's like, well, you know.
That's how I sound.
That's what I say about Kyler Murray. I mean, I can also go through all the ones you got wrong, too. I mean, if we're going back.
You can go through all of them I got wrong. Go right ahead. Because I can combat
that. The Lakers are one win away from the second round.
I'm right all the damn time.
Perfect.
Because I'm only going to say what's true. I ain't going to be like you. Ooh, that was a bar.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.